The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Jason King is with us today. Jason is from Get Ireland Walking, and that's precisely what we're planning to do here on the 40-Day Health Challenge. You're very welcome, Jason. Walking is such an amazing form of exercise.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Trina. Absolutely, it's taken off, hasn't it? You know, really since COVID, we've seen a big spike in the activity. People wanting, you know, I suppose people exploring their areas over COVID and venturing a little bit further then, finding these little hidden gems at their doorstep. And look, you can't beat it. We live on an island surrounded by the most amazing amenities. It's a great way to get outside, spend time with friends, family, explore areas on your own. Yeah, obviously in a safe way. But it's a real silver bullet to health and well-being.
And if you have a dog, even better again, Jason, isn't that right? Bring the dog along.
Absolutely, bring the dog along, but be careful where you're bringing, because there is restricted areas across the country as well, particularly in the uplands. There's obviously some rules and regulations around that. But yeah, look, I have a dog myself. I try to get out with him a couple of times a day. It's great soul food for the mind and body. No
Jamie Mack, I'd say your dog's legs, he has the legs worn off him, has he?
not at all. He's a Labrador. He'd run
a Labrador as well.
That.
I have two Labradors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you start off with just doing five minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's working the way up, isn't it?
Absolutely, Trina. Look, and I think that's where people, you know, become a bit overwhelmed, I suppose, about starting it, particularly this time of year. You know, we've all, I suppose, vegged out over the last number of weeks, and it's just introducing. Look, 30 minutes a day would be great. You get out 7 days a week, but look, as adults, we need a little bit more. They recommend 60 minutes, and that's not easy for people to find the time in their day, and they can get a bit overwhelmed by that. But like you said, breaking it down into bite-sized chunks, if that's 10, 15 minutes, you know, before work, 10, 15 minutes after work, maybe fitting a little bit in during the day, and you'll always feel better coming back from a walk than you did before you went out.
You know what I started doing, Jason, about 2 years ago, because I'd be terrible now for, you know, making exercise a part of my day, but 2 years ago we had sold our second car during COVID, and I said to myself, we're not going to replace that. I'm going to walk to work and walk home from work every day. If I have a destination I need to get to by a certain time, I'll just walk, I'll just get going. And it saved me so much time anyway, sitting in traffic and money and the health benefits and everything. So that could be something that somebody could, you know, depending on how far they live from their job, but you could incorporate it in your day, and that way you have to get to work anyway, or you have to get home anyway, so just leave the car, ditch the car.
It's just making that decision, isn't it? I suppose setting a few things up, or look, it's not easy for everybody, you know, some people need, you know, cars depending on where you're living, but if you're living in built up areas, you know, the major town cities, public transport networks are very good now. We have a really good local link service as well that serves a lot of the townlands and rural areas too. But yeah, it's just about making that decision, isn't it? And I know, look, I live in the countryside myself, but if I was living in and around the city, 100% I would be on 2 feet. It's a great way to get around, you know.
People who are living, say, in rural Ireland, listening to this today, and they're saying, well, it's easy for Trina to say that. She lives in Dublin City, not far from the radio station. This is brilliant news, because the GAA have teamed up with us here on the 40dayhealthchallenge.ie for Ireland Lights Up. So what's happening there?
So Ireland Lights Up is an initiative that started a number of years ago with the GAA and ourselves. The beauty about the campaign is that it provides a safe space for people to walk, recreate, meet friends at their local club. So the clubs are lighting up their pitches. A lot of those now would have dedicated walking tracks, spaces, safe spaces where people can go for a walk, particularly in the winter months. This weather is a really good example of that, that we're having at the moment, the cold snap. So they can go to the local GAA club. They can meet local people, friends, neighbours, so on and so forth, and walk around the track. And you mentioned there, you know, it's great to be living in a city where it's all lit up and there's footpaths, etc., etc. But in a lot of rural areas and rural towns around Ireland, they don't have that. So it might mean that you may have to drive to your local GAA club or walk if it's in close proximity. And yet, over the springtime, from now really into March, the clubs are going to light up their pitches. People are going to go, members are going to go along, meet, walk. But it's also a real opportunity to reach out to, say, a neighbour who may not be a member of the club.
Give
a knock on the door. You know, would you like to come for a walk? We're only going to be an hour. Generally, the clubs provide a cup of tea or whatever afterwards. And so it's a real social, there's a real social aspect to this as well. And it's not just about the walking, it's about the connectivity.
That's brilliant,
and connecting people as well.
Getting the whole community involved and part of something is amazing. And getting our steps in. Now, would you... Would you know offhand how many laps of the pitch you'd have to do to get the steps
That's a very good one. I think a pitch is about 600 metres. This is a GAA pitch. You have to go around. I could be wrong, you know, and probably should know that. But I think it's in and around 600 metres. So we did a match yourself after that on the calculator. But if you're walking for a half an hour, 40 minutes around the track up there, you're getting your steps. No doubt about it. And you must remember that it's the evening time as well. So you've probably accumulated plenty throughout the day. But yeah, look, it's a campaign that's going from strength to strength every year. It's 32 counties, north and south of the border. So it's over 1,000 clubs that registered last year, I think, and they expect those numbers to go unison or up. Yeah, we want to see more GAA clubs with more walking tracks around them. And not just GAA clubs, other sporting bodies as well. I know a lot of soccer clubs around Ireland also have tracks, rugby clubs, etc. So it's great to see these amenities popping up in local communities.
Jason, in terms of, you know, you working with Get Ireland Walking, have you seen so many people over the years that, you know, they started maybe doing a little bit and they weren't great at the beginning and now they're absolutely addicted to going out on these walks and the walking trails and they're in the groups and everything?
Yeah, it's brilliant to see, because when I started in this role back in 2015, we support walking groups across the country through a walk leader insurance program as well, which provide free of charge. You just kind of take that thinking out of it for, and to provide a bit of assurance for the leaders out there as well. But it would have been predominantly these clubs or informal walking groups. It would have been predominantly women over the age of 50, I would say. And it's been a huge shift in that now. So we're seeing more and more young people getting out, 20-something, 30-something, different interests now as well. They're getting into the hiking. So more people are getting interested in it, becoming more prominent on social media. People are picking up the sticks or lacing up their boots. And then you're looking at these in 3-4 months' time and they've joined their local hill walking club, for example, and then they're travelling abroad and they're sharing all these beautiful photos and memories online. So yeah, absolutely. Once you get the bug for it, and you can challenge yourself, I suppose you can go at a slow pace. It's for everybody. You can challenge yourself. You can go a slow pace or you can go expedition walks or, you know, join a club, go to the mountains and look at the coastline we have in Ireland as well, and the Greenway corridor across the country. I
mean, my neighbour was only telling me about some of the new greenways there recently, and you might not even know they were there, and he was like, oh my god, they're unbelievable. So he's mad he's mad into his hiking and his walking.
Get on a bike. You know, they're safe spaces. Like you mentioned the GAA club there, you know, it's great to have a safe space to walk around the GAA club. But to be able to go out on a greenway or along a riverbank or waterways, you know, our inland waterways and the towpaths across, you know, the Royal Canal, Grand Canal, the Barrow Way, the inland waterways are absolutely spoiled for choice in this country. Climate is perfect, you know, for walking and being outside. We never get extreme colds or extreme heat. So it's something you can do all year round, and you don't need a lot to do it. You know,
do you need any special gear, Anthony? Or like, what kind of, do you need special runners or anything like that?
No, I don't think. Look, I mean,
a decent pair.
So much a rail. Yeah, just a decent pair of shoes. You know, that they're not, you know, they're not talking to you as you're walking along. The shoes, remember the shoes years ago, and the front's falling off. But you know, most people have access to, you know, comfortable shoes, just to get outside, you know, and it's for everybody, you know, it's around, it's been accessible, you know, people with limited mobility can get out and get some fresh air and enjoy those walks as well. So you don't need a lot. A raincoat probably would be advised. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going too far and you're going to be back home in 40 minutes, half an hour, what about it if you get a little bit wet and you can jump in the shower and sit down and...
You live. You know, people have this, oh God, the thoughts are going for my walk. The worst bit is just getting up and getting the coat on and out the door. And then once you're out, you start enjoying it.
That's it. And that's a big thing for me, actually. It's just going. You know, you know, when you have to think about it too long, or no, I understand, you know, if you have small kids and you're trying to get them out, which as well, it can be a bit of a rigmarole, but I just like to put the coat on, open the front door, grab the dog and go.
Routine. You know, I think you're doing it maybe at the same time every day, so it's just part of your day. The dog knows that you're going at that time or whatever,
Yeah. He's getting a lot of mixed messages these days, all right, but he's ready to go any time I pass him. But it's just about making a decision to get out and I suppose valuing it, value, and it leads on to, you'll meet other people and you might, you know, gain an interest in something else, or like I mentioned, hill walking might be something for you that you've never tried, and you know, you get talking to somebody and they say, listen, we're going out for a hike the weekend, why don't you come along? And then you meet somebody else, and it can open up a whole other network of opportunities, I suppose, to different activities or, you know, different social groups. There's so many, isn't there, around the country popping up at the moment, you know, from sea dippers to paddle boarders and walkers. And across Ireland now, you're going to see over the next few years, there's going to be county level focused recreation plans. Some have started already the planning around those as well. So huge emphasis in Ireland over the next decade on outdoor recreation and support and amenities and signposts and so on and so forth. Well, I think we're moving in the right direction to become a very active country as well. And yeah. I think at the base of that, the foundation of that is walking. And yeah. that's where it all begins, you know.
That's where it literally all begins, literally. Jason King there from Get Ireland Walking, and the GAA, as we mentioned, are doing Ireland Lights Up. So you can go over to 40dayhealthchallenge.ie to get more information on which GAA clubs around the country are taking part. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks, Trina. Great to talk to you. Hopefully you get out for a walk now this afternoon.
I'm going to grab the dogs I'm going.
Good on you. Good on you.
See you now.
The 40 Day Health Challenge. You got me fire, 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 fire. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.